It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Dr. Clint Crable, who is the dean of the Davis College of Agriculture, Texas Tech University. By the way, I like the double T on the lapel there.
Thank you. We're very well branded and proud of it, for sure.
Okay, so here we are, CattleCon 24, and I guess the first question is, why is it important for Texas Tech and the Davis College of Ag to be here?
We live in a state that have the most cattle and calves, and of course our region of West Texas has the most cattle on feed in the United States. Our research is important and relevant to the industry that we serve, and we think it's important to be here to connect with our alumni and our industry stakeholders that we're serving every day.
Okay, now obviously the college is here as a whole, but you also have faculty here as well. I know that's got to fit right into the same line.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, sir. We have a strong contingent of faculty, of staff, and students. Of course, those faculty are front lines, boots on the ground people that are interacting with our industry stakeholders. They're doing the research that's relevant to the industry, and they're also training the next generation of workforce that ultimately ends up in the industry and serving that industry. The future thought leaders of the cattle industry for West Texas and the United States. So really proud of them, and I think it's important to bring those students here, to give them this experience, to help them make those connections with those that they will be working for and working with in the future. And, of course, we have a great staff that makes it all happen behind the scenes, and we couldn't do it without them.
We talk about grading cattle. We've got the different levels there. You've got choice, you've got select, got prime in there. I hear that one of those three is part of a challenge, if you will, that you have for the university.
Yeah. So we've developed a strategic initiative that we're calling the Pursuit of Prime. I'm an animal scientist. I'm a ruminant nutritionist by training, so I spend a lot of time studying high-risk calves and feedlot cattle and how morbidity and other nutrient management impacts carcass merit, etc. Texas Tech also has the winningest meat science team in the United States, and we continue to strive to excel and grow our meats program, critically important to us. And Gordon Davis, who gave us a very large gift and therefore is the namesake of the college, was a meat scientist as well. And so it's just fitting for us to develop our strategic initiative around what we're calling the Pursuit of Prime. Of course, we're trying to grow all programs across all of our departments. So each department is going to have a different definition of what prime means. But certainly, if you think about the increase in the cattle grading choice and prime, about 10% of the cattle today are grading in the prime category. Of course, that's a moving target and it continues to increase. But our goal is to be one of those top 10% universities relative to agriculture and natural resources. And that's kind of how we evolved that name.
We've talked a lot about the university. We've talked about students as well. But what's important for the community to understand about Texas Tech and Davis College of Ag? I think a lot of times we think Tech and we think the athletic programs, and that's great. But
sure.
What impact does the Davis College bring back to that economy? And what do those who see from the outside need to know about Davis College?
Yeah. Well, what I've tried to do as a new dean, of course, West Texas is one of the major agricultural areas in the United States and in the world. And so you think about our top commodities of beef cattle, certainly cattle on feed again. The dairy industry continues to grow. We're the fourth largest dairy producing state, milk producing state in the country now. A lot of opportunities for dairy on beef. Cotton, largest cotton patch in the world, as they say. So really understanding our commodities, but those commodities drive security and healthfulness of rural communities, economic vitality for sure. So we're thinking about, from a research perspective and a workforce development, training the next generation of student perspective, what can we do to ensure that those communities continue to thrive for the next 100 years and beyond for the generations that follow this current generation?
I know a lot going on and opportunity for you to get out and network a little more here at CattleCon. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the work there. We wish you the best.
My pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Dr. Click Crable, who is the dean of the Davis College of Agriculture at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. From CattleCon 24 in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.